At tonight's rally at Invesco Field in Denver, there was a big event even before Senator Obama's speech. It was a moment of mass texting. Texting is a hallmark of the Obama campaign. At rallies throughout the primary season, people were told to text a number with their cell phones. I saw it in Baltimore back in February. A big share of a crowd estimated at 13,000 all messaged the same number. And tonight it was no different. Ray Rivera, the Colorado State Director of the Obama campaign, instructed the crowd.
So right now, take your phones out, folks. Everyone here, get out your phone. We're going to do some work. Let me see some phones out there.
Invesco Field seats more than 70,000 people. That's a lot of cell phones. So what did all that texting accomplish? Well, earlier today, I spoke, by cell phone, of course, with Andrew Roche, who is founder of Tech President, a blog that focuses on how technology is being used by the presidential campaigns.
What they're doing is they are involving all the people at Invesco Field in a process to build a large database of cell phone numbers that they can then use to help get out the vote on November 4th.
So if you send in the text message at that point, what you're really doing is you're saying, okay, you can have my number. You now know I'm an Obama supporter and you know how to get back in touch with me very easily.
Yes, and then the Obama campaign will ask those same people to use their contacts inside their cell phones and spread the message of the Obama campaign. And if those people accept the invitation, they will text back and the Obama campaign will build an even bigger database.
So as an event in the history of American political campaign texting, this is a big event.
We are watching the conversion of our politics from the 20th century to the 21st. The Obama campaign has recognized that mobile technologies are one of the best ways to reach their base of supporters who tend to be younger, are more wired, and more active than their predecessors in years past.
If there are 70,000 people in a stadium, not all of them are going to text, but they could count on tens of thousands, perhaps?
I would estimate that maybe 20 or 30% of the people in the stadium are very familiar with texting, and those who are not are quickly going to be taught by the people next to them how to do it, because there's going to be some older folks in the stadium who may have cell phones but have never really gotten themselves familiar with the text messaging communication. So I would say half of the people at Invesco are going to be texting out. So let's say that's 35,000. They're going to send out 35,000 messages, and then the campaign is going to ask them, when they receive their text back, to send that message to all the contact numbers in the cell phone that each of those people have. So you have the potential for an exponential campaign of reaching people beyond those in Invesco. It's a little bit like a pebble falling on a quiet lake. It starts with a ring and another ring and another ring, and it starts to spread, and it gets wider and wider and wider.
Andrew Roche, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Mr. Roche is the founder of Tech President. It's a blog, and it focuses on how technology is being used by the presidential campaigns.